Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Scott, you were saying something so interesting that it's not even, people aren't getting divorced over financial stress. Some have financial plans and have even finances, but it's the differences in the day-to-day. And so say a little bit more about that before we dig into these five personalities. Give us some examples of that people would actually break up over the day-to-day nitpicking.
Well, it was interesting. When we had that fairly successful couple, well, actually very financially very successful couple, they had been married for about 13 years and had three kids. So there was a lot, you know, hanging in the balance for them. And the fact that the relationship was ending over money just blew me away. And I'll never forget, because they came in and they kind of dropped the bomb on us that they were getting divorced over money. And at the time, we didn't really know or have the right questions to ask. And I wish we would have, because I think we could have helped them a lot more at that time. But what I called them about 3 days later, and I just asked them, I said, you know, give me an example. Like, you said you're getting divorced over money, but I'm just not getting it. Give me an example of why. And he said, well, you know what, Scott? We've been married for 13 years, and you know how much I love to go out to lunch. And he was a lunch guy. I mean, he would take three or four work associates. We would go out to lunch and talk and visit. And he said, you know, for 13 years, every day I get home and I walk through that front door, the first question is, well, did you go to lunch? And, well, who went with you? And then she'd ask, well, did you pay for it? And what he told me was that after 13 years of just that nitpicking over something as simple as lunch, which is something he really enjoyed doing for his friends, he just couldn't take it anymore. And there were about 13 other examples that just came right in line with that one. And so it's that nitpicking. It's that day-to-day running your spouse down over money that's just ending these relationships. And it can even be something, you know, as easy as shoes or coffee, but it can be a major decision, like even purchasing a house, where someone just is going to purchase the house and they're not, you know, talking about it with their spouse. We're just going to do this. This is my decision. And then resentment builds from that point forward. And then 10 years later, they're getting divorced because of that seed that was planted earlier because of that financial conflict. And so that's just one example of hundreds that we could give you about how just couples get annoyed. They don't know how to talk about it. They don't understand why their spouse can't change and look at money the way they looked at it. And we see those relationships end.
It's just amazing, because in that situation, he had the money to go out to lunch. So that wasn't the issue.
And that's exactly it. I think it is so easy for people to say, well, if we had more money, our relationship would be better. If we had just an easier time with money, our relationship would be better. If we didn't have to be on a strict budget that he's always breaking, our relationship would be better. And what we have found is it doesn't matter if you're making $30,000, you're making $300,000 or $3 million. Couples are going to have conflict over money. They might just be bigger the more money you make, but there's going to be conflict there. So it's imperative that we really learn how to speak. It's imperative that we really learn how to communicate, because it's not a dollar amount, it's a heart issue and what you're willing to understand or not understand about your spouse.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.